part that does not have any holes, elo lahachshiz royim buvad. There's only enough kumina to be machshed as royim. There's a locha by tuma that an oichel is not mekabel tuma until the first is hechshiz. First water went on top of the pri, and now if a sheretz touches the pri, it's mekabel tuma. Now the water, it could only be machshed when the peri is tolish. It's not mechub lekarkam. It's called the man the peris are growing, it's not mekabel hechshim. Because otherwise every single peri had hechshim, but it has to rain, it has to have some water. So that's that the water goes on the peris when it's attached to mechubur, it's not mukshir. Now after the peri is tolish, then if water comes on top of the peri, it's mukshir that now if a sheretz touches the oichel, it's mekabel tuma. Shev shimin is maskim elihashus roim bovat. That means let's say you have this apple growing in a flower pot, and water goes on the apple. So it depends. If the flower pot has a hole in it, he holds this called mechubur lekarkor, therefore the water is not mukshir the apple. Mashenka, if the flower pot has no hole, then we see consider this apple as if it's tolish is not mechub lekarkor. So if water goes on the apple, it's called mukhl kabel tumah. So according to Rav Shimon, there is a chilik whether the kli has a hole or doesn't have a hole. So Rashi el lahachshiz royin has royin b'toychiv. You have something growing in the flower pot. Or tut nokuv ainu mekabel hechshir. If the flower pot has a hole, it's considered mechub lekarkor and not mekabel hechshir lekumah. The she'ena nokuv mashenka, the flower pot does not have a hole, then mekabel hechshir. Why the tolishu? That's considered tolish from the karka since it doesn't have a hole. But the kasher is where Reb Shimon called Malay. Reb Shimon is the one that says this. V'chesu Reb Shimon leim ein be'nokuv. Dilu l'rab bora ne'katuvo do mechayiv anokuv she'ena shabbos. Apot yashah ha'she'ena nokuv. So I call upon him, this goes according to Reb Shimon. So you see according to Reb Shimon there is a chilek. So I come in our Mishnah with mashma that there's no chilek at all. O Malay. Lechol mizok, this teretz is poshet. Omale, lechol mili Reb Shimon ketolish mishavile. It's not the truth. Kol terakulu negeit to Shabbos avade. Even though it's growing in a flower pot that has a hole, it's still ketolish domi. Since it's not growing in the ground itself, it's off the ground in a flower pot. It's called ketolish. If you pull it off on Shabbos, you potter. The v'shan elinyan tuma mashenka negeit is din of hechsher. Why is this Torah still called Mechub Lekarkor, it's not Mekabel Hechsher? Ta Torah Ribsa Torah Eitzel Zroim. There's a special Ribi HaKruah. Shenema, the Pasuk says, Al Kol Zera Zerua Asher Yizoreya. Mash any seed that Kol Zeman it's planted, Kol Zeman it's Mechub Lekarkor, it's not Mekabel Hechsher. But since the Pasuk says, Asher Yizoreya Mashma, any type of a planting here makes it still called Mechubur, that's not Mekabel Hechsher. Even though really an otzis nokav in a flower pot is not really called mechub lekarkor, but here since the pasuk says Hashem yizorei mashma any type of a planting that's mechubur, it can't be mekabel hechsher. So here Reb Shimon is moedah that if it's in a flower pot that has a hole, it's considered mechub lekarkor. That's not mekabel hechsher. So Rashi lechol mili, that means l'shabbes vilchas shabbes Reb Shimon holds it's not called mechub lekarkor. What's growing in a flower pot? Hu adin v'liknais v'mashicham. If you want to be kind of this flower pot, you don't have to make a kinyan kesef like karkon, but you only make a meshichal like mitalplin. Ula pruzbul shenanichtav elo akarka. If you want to write a pruzbul, you have to own karka. Owning an otzis nuk of the current Reb Shimon is not good. Vashenkin, only if ilchas hechsher does he hold what's growing in a flower pot that has a hole, is considered mechub lekarkor. Why? Because the pasuk says at Rashi, Hashem yizoreyam, kederech shad demoitzel izriyam. Lemute mechuba koldu, mashma any type of mechuba. Lochi yahani zriyas yisayrim. The post says next word yisriyah the crow. Omiyu shein a nokiv tolish gomu. But then echnami. If it's in a flower pot that has no hole at all, that's mamas called katolish. That would be makabel hechsher. Only if the flower pot has a hole, that's considered a little bit mechuba lekarkor, enough to say it can't be makabel hechsher right now. So the Gemara, boy minayu sabam Rabbi Zera, a sabba, an old person, asked the shalach from Rabbi Zera, shoyrish kineged nekev mali omer Reb Shimon. What would Reb Shimon say in the case we have this flower pot, something's growing in the flower pot, and there's a hole on the bottom of the flower pot. Now the shoyrish, that means the root of this, whatever's growing, the root of the bean that's growing, is mamish kineged nekev. So maybe here Reb Shimon is made, it's called mechub lekarkor. Hey, since the roots of whatever growing is right next to the hole, and the svar is that since there's a hole there, it gets its nourishment from the ground, so maybe it's considered the root is getting its direct nourishment from the ground, that's called mechub lekarkor. So maybe here Reb Shimon is moida. Trashi maliyam Reb Shimon, mi moida, toho be mechubur hu, Chai Shervish, V'toylish Le B'Shavas Mechayiv. Hey, since this root is near the hole, is by the makam of the hole, so that's considered mamash mechub lekarkam. And if you pick up this root now on Shabbos, you be chayiv for toilish. That was a shayla. His ishtik, he kept quiet, he didn't answer him. Lo yom alev lemidi, he didn't give him back an answer. Zim lechoda, Rashi pam acheres another time, ashkechei di Yosef, he found him sitting, he saw Reb Zeira sitting, o komar, and Reb Zeira was saying, o moi di Rabbi Shimon, Shimnik ivichtei tarosoi, that if there's a hole in the flower pot, that this hole is enough to mitire the klicheres. Hey, the loch of a klicheres is, once it's makabel tumah, you can't be mitire by putting it into the mikvah. Now the only eitzer is shvir, you have to break the klicheres, that's mitire. How much do you have to break it, how much of a hole do you have to make into it, we'll soon see later all the shirim. But lo yitzu, you make enough of a hole, a big enough hole, that's mitairit mitumosoin, and now you have the flower pot, you have the flowers, or the beans growing. Is then Reb Shimon is moed yichai, umoed Reb Shimon shimnikev dichtei tarosoi, if you have this big enough hole in the flower pot, yeah, that's called mechuber. So Rashi shimnikev ha'otzos dichtei tarosoi, that means v'shim nitmo nita b'shvirazu, if the kli would have been tummy, now when you make this big hole, it'll become tor. V'hainu what shir is that k'moitzi zayis, the shir have taken out an olive, the t'nan m'sech the kelim kli cheres osalechim, if you have a kli cheres that's made to hold food in it, is shiura k'zayisim, what's the shir of breaking it, how much of a hole do you have to make in it to say it's not usable anymore, avi it's a big enough hole that zayisim olives could go through it. Here Reb Zeira said, I'm moide that Reb Shimon is moide, this is called mechuber. Since there's such a big hole in the flower pot, that's called mechuber. Kol hazroim shebetoche, anything that's growing in this flower pot, the suli have a kli. The teretz is why it's not called a kli anymore. Since it's called a sheva kli, it's not called a kli, so mele is considered like a samish mechub lekarkam, and if you're told to rip out from this flower pot now, you chayiv on Shabbos. That's what Reb Zeira said. So the Sab had a kash omelay. Hash the shirish, kineged nekiv. Boiminoch, madach you had ayesh to the shayla, where there's a hole. Let's say it's a small hole in the flower pot, but the shirish, the root, is mamish growing right by the hole. Vloyamata, leave loymidi, then answer me, you had a tzat to say, even though the root is mamish kineged the ear, that's right on top of the ground, still you're telling me it's not called kimchubur, of a zoynika vichte tarosai mi boy. The Chorish should zikha have a suffix. What do I care if you have a big hole in this flower pot and it's not considered like a clean? But I'll call upon him the shroshim, the roots that are not connected the hole, should be a suffix? Rashi says, Nika v'chtei tarosa mi boi, tehevel ele svuki be, you zikha should have the shadow also. Bahanach, the roots, the lav connected on ekiv. The roots that are not near the hole, even though it's a big hole, wherever it is, but the roots that are not near the hole, you should have had a suffix, maybe that's not called mechuber. V'yad pashatza to lehu, tekula mechuber denu. And for you, this is poshid, that the whole thing is considered mechuber. So, madlich with a big hole, you're saying all the roots in this pot is called kumechuber, so avad in the case we have a small hole, good. But the roots that are right connected to the hole, right by the hole, that's what should also be called kumechuber. Smelly didn't like what Reb Zeira said. So Abayah's going to change it a little bit. If you want to know what Reb Zeira said, this is what Reb Zeira said. Where did Reb Zeira say that Reb Shimon is moidim, that if you have a certain amount of a hole, it makes the nekiv, it makes the kli cheres mechub lekarker, he said like this. If you made a hole lower than a revius of the kli, then it's called kemechubah. That means is you have a hole on the kli, either you have it mamish on the bottom, or even it's on the sides, but as long as it's on the bottom part of the sides, that from the bottom up, it can't hold the revius of mashka until you have this hole, is the botza mihochi lav kli, because less than this is not called the kli. So l'chur abayi means to answer that we have two chesroinus, that you have a hole in the pot, and plus that the hole is less than a revius, that means that this kli cannot hold revius, b'chlal it's not called a kli at all. Therefore, whatever is in this kli is called mechubu l'karka. V'enach nami, kol zaman the kli could hold a revius, even though you have a small hole in the kli, and even though the shurish, the root, is near the hole, still it's a suffix to Reb Zeirim. He wasn't sure if Reb Shimon is moidavir. Because kol zaman it has a shem kli, it's not called mechub lekarka. But here where the hole is in this position, that the whole kli now cannot be mekab revius mashkim, or revius avoid, or revius, it's not considered a kli at all. So the Gemara writes, Omar Rova, chomesh midas bekliheres. There are five different halochis about breaking a kliheres. Notice, like I said, a kliheres that's mekabel tumah, you can't be metairet the mikvah, it's not metairet. The only way you metairet a kliheres is if you break it. Now what's the shear? How much do you have to break the kliheres? Nikev kumaytzi mashke tohor milatami. If it has a nekev, that water goes out of it. Nikev kumaytzi mashke means the water goes out of it, it's toher milatame gistro. It can't be metame hilkas gistro. Still called a kli that you could even makadish by the mechatis. So Drashi kemoitzi mashki means nekev dak miyoyt shemashki yoyt seboy. You have a very small hole that you cannot just barely see the water coming out of it. That the water seeps out. And it could be the water won't come into the kli. The hole is too small to let water in. But if you have water in there already, the water will go out through this hole. Is the aloche torim latami gistura, kloimer. In kli sholim hu, if this is a full kli, ain't a nit to the kach, it's not mitirat the way it is. Avalam ho yishev a kli, lu yitzu is this piece of a kli cheris, came from a broken kli. Voye roi lishtamish boy. And the way it is right now, this broken piece, you could use, the aloche is the makamu tumma mishanishbar. Even though Metchila was Tomei, when you broke it, it became Torah. But since this broken piece you could use, it could be Mekabel Tumor a second time. That later it can Mekabel Tumor again. Beil Treifus. The Nikin Shuv, Kemaitzi Mashke, now this broken piece of Kli Cheres, that was Mekabel Tumor the second time. Now, if it has the shear of a Maitzi Mashke, enough of a hole, that if it has water, the water would come out of it, it's not Mekabel Tumor anymore, Mishum Temes Gistura. It wouldn't have a lock of a broken piece of Kli Cheres that's usable, that some of the lock is, it could be Mekabel Tumor again, but here, since it has this size hole in it, that the water would seep out of it, it doesn't have a shame Gistura anymore. Rashi Gistra is a Lashon Sheva Kli, a broken Kli. Come the first time of the Ain Sheva Kli, Choshe Latzniyoy Mishinikiv. The Teretz says that this broken Kli is pretty shrach to start up with. And a person won't hide it, won't use it, if it has this small hole in it. Rashi Abba Vadayin Kli Hu Lekadish B'Mechatis Kleimer. Im Kli Sholem Hoye. It was a full Kli, a Sholem Dekha Kli. But Nikiv Kumaitse Mashke, you had a small hole that just the water inside would go out of it. Adayin kol toiris kli alav. The loch is still called the ganza kli. The afilu the chiddush is lekadosh by mechatis b'yefer pora. The bin and kli ro yosiv ma'im chayim el keli. The koshken shem kabel tuma. It's maduch for mechatis. That the other terrorist says be mekabel the water from the mechatis. In bifnors, you have to take the water and then put the afer of the pora into it. The terrorist says take the ma'im chayim, means take live water, well water, and put it into a kli. So even though the chori needs a sholem like a kli, this kli is still called sholem, even though it has a small hole. But since the hole is only big enough that water could go out, water can't come in through this hole, it's still called a kli. Vaita, so another meter is, niket ukrainis mashka. Let's say a kli cheres has a little bigger hole, that this hole already would let water from the outside come in it. It's not called the kli midiraisa. You can't put the mechatis, the water of the mechatis, the mayim chayim, the well water, with the afer in this kli to mechatis if it's possible already. The drashi nikl kukrenes mashka, shimoy shivi ala mayim nichnas patoichiv. You put this kli on top of water, the water will push its way into it. Dino nekiv rachav ksas, it's a little big hole. Is toim lakadish boy mechatis. Told the drashi lav dafke, because it wasn't tummy yet. Ela kumoy tor yuma, kumoy klema. It doesn't have a shem kli on a negayta mechatis. You can't be mitired, you can't make the mechatis in this kli. But it's still called a kli, negayta be machshe boi zroyim. So drashi v'adayim kliu lin hechshe zroyim, means hazroyim b'toichoy, that something's growing inside this flower pot now, is kitlushim ninu. It's considered like it's tolish. that even the Rabbanan that says that otzitz lokav, if a flower but that has a hole in it, it's not makabel hechshes royim, or else it's called kumachubadami, that's only if it has a big size hole in it. But here where the hole is so small that only water could push its way through, but we say the svara, the air, the nourishment from the karka does not go through it, avada, it's not called kumachub lekarka, and if water goes on top of this peris now, it's mashkut lekabatumah. It's vadayin kli yo lehachshabay zroyim. It's considered a whole kli, so whatever's growing in this kli is not called mechub lekarka, therefore if water touches it now, it's machshe. Vayta nikit kasheris katan. What about if you have a small hole in the kli cheris, that the size, that a sherish, a small root, could go through it? It nikit kasheris katan, that a small root could go through this hole, then toyim lehachshabay zroyim. Since the root could go through this hole, it's called an otzitz nokav, and it's considered mechuber lekarka. Therefore, if water falls on the peris that's growing, it's not mukshel lekabel tumah. He's toyim lehachshav by zroyim, but vadayin klihu lekabel by zaysim. It's still called the kli since it could be mekabel zaysim. That means it's stam called the kli to mekabel tumah. Let's say stam a sheret touches this kli, the kli is tummy. Kol zaman it could hold zaysim, it could hold olives. The hole is not big enough that the olives fall through it. It's called the kli roy to use. Let's say the hole became so big that even olives could go through the hole. Then toyim lekabel boy zaysim. It's torah to mekabel zaysim. It's not mekabel tumah. Aba v'adayin klihu lekabel boy remainim. Luitzu, you decide you want to use this kli now to hold remainim in it. You want to hold pomegranates in it. So since now you meyachet use it for pomegranates, and the hole is only the size of an olive, so mele pomegranates don't go through it. So mele yamachshav is called a kli now, and viper could be mekabel tumah. Nikiv kamaitzi remainim, but let's say the hole became so big that even the pomegranates go through this hole, then torim meklum. Then it's not called a kli anymore, it's not mekabel tumah anymore, it's torah from everything. Strashi v'dayin kli lekabel remainim. That means shim yachtov shuv remainim. If you set aside this kli to use it for pomegranates, is mekabel tumah mikan labo. Mikan labo, now that you have your das to use it for pomegranates, it gets the same kli again, and now if a sheretz touches this mekabel tumah. Oyim hoyim yuchel remainim metchilu lo nitter. Or else who then if metchilu you had this kli cheris that was miyuchel to use for pomegranates, so even though you have a hole the size of an olive, so what? It's still usable. But now that the hole becomes as big as remainim, that the remainim pomegranates go through, now it's torn from everything. So Rashi torn the klum, mishum kli, it's not called a kli anymore. El imke matznio legistro yitmo b'teres gistro. Just if you can use this broken piece, like it's not worse than the locha of a gistro. That means even after you broke the kli cheres in half, if you're going to use one side of it though, so that's makabel tumah. Siros, if you're going to use this kli the way it is for some other purposes, it would have a tumas gistro on it. So the Gemara though, v'yim hukaf somit posel, but let's say it has a tight seal on top of it, it has a tight cover on top of it. Trashivim hoyim mukav somit posel. Vu boil a mace. You have this kli cheres that's in the oil a mace, and you have a tight seal on top of it, tight cover. Is ain tumah nechneses boy derech neked. We don't say the tumah sameis goes and timetama what's inside the kli through the hole. Umatz lakol mashe b'toichim. Hey, that's lochol by kli cheres. Even though it's in the oil hameis, and usually whatever's in an oil hameis automatically becomes tamei. Here there's a chiddush by kli cheres. If you have a good tight seal on top of it, the cover on top of the kli cheres, it doesn't let the tumah come down. So here's a chiddush, even though you have a hole on the side or on the bottom of the kli cheres, but since on top of the kli cheres there's a good tight cover, it doesn't let the tumah of the oil hameis go into the kli cheres. The mukav some apostle at sheyif chas rubay. Then the shear is till you break mamish half the kli. If you have a hole that half of the kli is broken, that's called a shear, that's not called a kli anymore, so it doesn't have the heter that a kli cheres has if it's summit posel. So drasha sheyivchas rubay, the whole kli posuach ksiv. The posel says any open kli that you have a cover on top of it is not makabel tumah sel lemeis. It means derech pesach nechneches loy tumah, loy derech nekovav. The pesach, the tumor only goes through a pesach and not through a hole. So kol zaman, the cover is on top of it, so it's not cool you have a pesach, just you have a hole on the side, the tumas of the oil hameis doesn't go through a nekev. That's the chiddush. You only go through an opening. But here, with nifschas rubai, if the hole became so big that rove of the kli is open through the nekev, that's called its pesach now. So even though the top of the kli is covered, but you have a new pesach on the side. So now the tumas of the elamei goes through the pesach on the side. So the Gemara Amar Rabasi, Shomati kli cheres shiurei kemaitzi ribon. I heard halacha that the shear of the kli cheres like a stum makabel tuma, as long as the hole is not big enough for remind him to go through it. Kemaitzi ribon, that's the shear. Omalei rova shemalei shemata ela b'mukiv samet posim. Maybe you only heard that halacha, you need the shear of remind him, negate that this halacha of tumas oil hameis, that was saying, kolzaman, there's a cover on top of it, it's tor. But when, if you have the hole, the big of the remind him, then we say the tumma goes through the side. The drash yelah b'mukiv tumet posil, shemnikiv kumaitzi remind einamatzel. Because poshid means to say, we passed him before, stam kli cheres tashiras kezayis. If you have a hole in it, kezayis, that makes it oishen kli stamakabu tumma. So what do you mean to tell me here you need a bigger shear the size of Rimayim? So that's what he means to answer him. Mestamna, you only send this halacha nogeh to tumas oil hameis. That if you have this clean in an oil hameis, we said before, the tumah only goes through the opening. If you have a cover on the opening, the tumah doesn't go in. But even though you have a hole on the side. But if the hole is a shear of Rimayim pomegranate, that's such a big hole, then he holds the tumah goes through that hole. For the Yomara, how could you say this size of remaining a hole big enough of pomegranate is enough to let the tumas oil hameis go in? Rava just got finished saying no, you need the shear of yifchas rubai, that rove of the kli is broken open, that's called the new pesach. But because the man is less than rove, we say it's only called the hole, not a pesach, and the loch of tumas hameis oil hameis only goes through the opening and not through the size, not through a hole. But the moral like kasher. It depends how big the kli cheres is.